Conscious Collaboration brings together entrepreneurs, change makers, and thought leaders. We aim to highlight the people that embody the idea of aligned mind, body, and business. Each week, we share, discuss, and learn from the various experiences and ideas of our guest experts. Through our discovery, we find a path to an aligned mind, body, and business.
What up, y'all? I'm Emily.
And I'm Lisa, and we are the Conscious Collaboration. Hey, Emily.
What's up?
Same. So we've been doing a little bit of a pre-chat, and I had screenshotted an idea from our last episode where we were discussing habit stacking. At the very end, it finally occurred to me, after we had said it maybe three times, the concept of snowballing. So snowballing, the first thing that comes to mind when I hear that is the Dave Ramsey, the financial method of paying down debt. And I thought, what if we take this conversation a little bit deeper in terms of repairing any of the holes or leaks that we have in any areas of our life, our mind or our body and business, and apply some of those loose concepts of snowballing from those methods into our holistic lifestyle. So,
as I look at it, right? Like, so just a recap, and if you didn't listen to last week's episode, definitely go back and check that out. But to sum it up, we were basically talking about how making changes, especially in the context of like health and fitness goals, but definitely to be applied to business and other life aspects too, that we not focus on the big grand gestures or, implementing some perfect program or plan, but rather on, shifting the habits and behaviors, of which the accumulation of those actually create, in the health and fitness case, our body's appearance and our health, or the health of success of our business, our relationships, et cetera. Habits and behaviors, the idea of habit stacking is pretty well known. And I think that kind of illustrates a snowball effect as it is. But, we kind of thought, well, what if we took these strategies for financial health and getting out of debt and apply them to this habit and behavior shifting focus to kind of take it to the next level, refine that strategy a little bit. So and just apply it in terms of energetic debt, so to speak, or health debt, rather than financial.
Or mindset debt too. A lot of people are so, one extreme or the other in terms of mindset.
Well, yeah. And whatever it is, that we're taking on this, these shifts of habits and behaviors to achieve, right? Whatever goal it is, or whatever aspect of our life we're trying to improve, be it our health, our fitness, our business, or our relationships, or whatever. I think that this can be applied to that. And as I understand it, and how I've kind of seen it in other, financial advice sort of structures, is like at a basic level to pay down your smallest debt first. Like, you apply, you continue to make minimum payments on any debt that you have, but you focus on, you really lean into the smallest one first, and thereby, when you get that paid off, that helps build the momentum to sort out the next debt and the next debt and the next debt, while you're, at the same time paying the minimum payments, you're not putting nothing into these other debts, but you're not trying to go balls to the wall on all things at all times. Because then you just probably wind up in more debt.
Yeah, and burnout.
So I think that could be applied really well to, to health and fitness. Number one, just because it's one of the easiest things to sort of picture. Oh,
just to recap, before you get going, because I'd like to say that Mercury is in retrograde, and that's the sponsor of today's episode.
Mercury retrograde? Yes.
Because you cut out a few times. So just to recap, is the concept is to pay down where you are closest to actualizing a payoff first. So that means like within your means, you're putting a little extra into that, for example, credit cards, into that balance while maintaining the minimum on the others. So, and then what you're saying too is paying that down or off builds the momentum. So, you know, I'm thinking in terms of like it rewards you when you pay that down, it helps to build the momentum in that way. You get a little extra boost. Things may be opened up a little bit better for you, and reducing that debt, you have a less of a landscape that you have to juggle as well too.
Yeah, for sure. So, I think what that would look like in the context of a health and fitness program, right? Because at baseline, we're going to do an assessment of the current state of being. We're going to assess sleep, stress, nutrition, hydration, exercise, right? All these main things, and we're going to continually assess them throughout the program. Well, so let's say, you're not working out at all. You haven't paid any attention to your nutrition at all, right? You just kind of eat on the fly. You have a high stress life, right? A lot of stress. Your sleep is pretty garbage. And let's say hydration, for example, okay. Maybe it's not every single day consistently, but you're pretty much getting around 64 ounces, roughly a half a gallon of water every day. So we look at these five branches, right?
And we'll okay. Call these so you cut five, out, you cut out during the debts. Hydration. The hydration part, I'm sorry, you cut out during that. Mm-hmm. So you said every day you're supposed to be getting pretty much around 64 ounces a day?
Well, no, that's not a blanket statement for all people by any means. But let's say that's what this avatar is getting, right? And which is pretty good. All right. So if you're getting half a gallon of water a day consistently, that's pretty good. It's not far from being, good and hydrated, right? So in looking at those five branches, or what we could consider in this analogy, five debts, five credit cards, right? Your debt in the other four areas is looking pretty big right now. And we're going to start with a small habit in each of these five branches, right? I'll probably have you focus on just getting enough protein and fiber in meal one. That's our first nutrition habit. I'll probably have you focus on doing, one day a week of exercise to start from 0 days a week. I'll have you, just focus on what you're doing in the last 15 minutes before bedtime. And maybe have you do some deep breathing or a short meditation before bedtime to start to address sleep. And, we'll work in some sort of short 2-minute meditation or breath work exercise to start to address the stress. And we look at that fifth branch of hydration and say, okay, this is probably the one that we're closest to, being being good on that habit and behavior. So we will add all these little habits to start, but what we're going to really lean into in the beginning is that hydration. And let's say this person, you know, should be getting 80 ounces of water a day. They're currently getting 64. So we're going to really focus on that hydration out of all these five habits that we're working in. And so by this method, right, we would probably have the hydration nailed down within, you know, a couple of weeks, we'll say. And that, you know, racking up those small wins, kind of like we talked about, but really just knocking that one out of the park because we were already almost there, will move the needle for us a little more effectively. In theory, I could see how that could work really, really well in a health and fitness context.
Yeah. And so all of the benefits of getting the hydration up spills over into all the other
absolutely. Things. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, then we could, you know, once that hydration
I can see that. So if you're, is good. So what are some of the benefits of getting the hydration up? First, if
everything, if you're someone, I mean, your body is what it's like 60% water or something like that. A lot, some of your tissues, your fascia is like 75% water. So literally like your entire body will run better. And probably, if you're not properly hydrated and then you get properly hydrated, all of those other branches will improve as well. You'll have more energy. You'll be less stressed out. You'll sleep a little better. You'll eat a little better just naturally. And you'll certainly feel better in a workout. So.
Yeah,
all of your other debts that you're trying to work on would improve from getting that in order as well.
At the Conscious Collaboration Podcast, we are proud affiliates of Atapa medical grade red light therapy devices. Red light therapy boasts a long list of clinically proven benefits, many that I and many of my clients have experienced firsthand. You can be sure that you'll be able to train harder, recover faster, and sleep better with Atapa red light therapy. Visit myatapa.com, myatapa.com, or use the link in our Instagram bio to shop with the code COLLAB15, that's COLLAB15, for a discount on your device.
Yeah, I like it. I think it also just, I mean, it would not only feel, you would just feel better. You'll feel like you have more energy.
For sure.
It'll probably help the activity level increase in terms of exercising,
for sure.
Sleeping better, so on and so forth. So, as we talk about aligning mind, body, and business, I was thinking the snowballing effect. So probably the most important thing and the most important aspect of living a well life is your health. It's not how much money that you have necessarily. It's how well do you feel. So probably in terms of mind and body and business, getting the
quality health, of life. Yeah.
Yeah, the quality of life. Imbalance first your mental health and wellness and your fitness pieces more balanced will help you in your business. Whereas a lot of people are struggling in business and unplug completely from all the other areas, thinking that you know, work harder, all work, quote unquote work, busy work within that area, excluding putting energy into the health and wellness and mindset because you don't have enough time actually makes you more unbalanced.
Yeah. And well, I could think my wheels are turning right now, but you could, okay, say it's your business that you really want to focus on. I mean, you can break that down into different elements, different branches. Just like, you know, we do with a health and fitness protocol, you know, you can look at your marketing, your, connection and outreach, your sales, your social media, your website, like all these different branches, and sort of evaluate the state of each one individually, which ones are the most out of whack, which ones are the closest to being in whack.
Yeah.
Is in whack the opposite of out of whack?
Or, yeah.
You can evaluate all of those branches and make your minimum payments, right, on all of them. Mm-hmm. Put some effort into each one each week, but really, really lean in and put most of that effort into, whichever element is the closest to being aligned.
Mm-hmm.
In yeah, whack.
What's is closest what I- to being right in whack versus out of whack?
In whack.
Yeah, I mean, when we were talking about ways to assess where you're in whack or out of whack, in alignment or out of alignment, where you're wobbling off center, where you want to be, because ideally, in terms of building a structure, a tower, or being centered, you want to have that center part, having a good foundation, and then being lined up and not off track. So ways to assess, or, we were talking about whether that be something tangible or intangible, what are ways that we can recognize as we talk about these different components that we focus on each week, where we are wobbling the most, which area do we shift our focus?
I mean, you have to decide what it is overall you're trying to improve. Okay, am I trying to improve my health and fitness? Am I trying to improve my business? Am I trying to improve my relationships? And then, you got to break that down into categories or branches, or, whatever your representative debts or credit cards are, and just check in regularly. I mean, like how I would have my clients, in addition to our verbal and in-person check-ins, we're doing a written check-in every week where I'm literally evaluating all of these branches, so that, we know what's progressing, we know what's stalling, we know what's maybe regressing, and where to kind of, shift our focus. So, it doesn't have to be super structured, but I think it's helpful in order to know how to take the most efficient and effective action steps to have some sort of a structure to the way you're evaluating whatever it is you're trying to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you make that up. There's, depending on what it is you're trying to improve, there's, probably multiple options of, people who have already created some sort of assessment for this, that you can kind of work with, whether it's just journaling to yourself, checking in with a coach, if you're doing it with yourself, you're sort of self-coaching in a way, I suppose. But, so it's just a matter of, I think, identifying exactly what facet of your life you're trying to improve, and then breaking that down into sort of categories.
Yeah, I like it. I'm getting all kinds of visuals from this discussion, in addition to the whole snowball and the centeredness and the alignment of things. I talk a lot about having energetic leaks within feng shui, and most people, they seek out feng shui based on where they're not feeling safe and secure, because primarily that's what feng shui is all about, building safety and security by manipulating and directing energy physically or intangibly or metaphysically. So that means what we practice and what we teach goes right along with what you're discussing in terms of fitness. Mm-hmm. It all starts with sleep and mm-hmm. how you're able to rest and repair. And it's not in terms of habit stacking, it's not all putting pressure on decluttering and organizing. That's just a small piece of it. But it's really evaluating and scanning where in your life are you feeling stagnant the most. It's whether, you know, whether that be in relationships or business, in parenting, where you are in your life path, all of these components, whether it's financially, where they're quite literally leaks. A lot of times I'm seeing, and what we're talking about in feng shui is you will see an indication if there's a drain financially, there's oftentimes an actual physical leak happening on the property. So it's having that awareness of your environment as well too can give you an indication of what you're experiencing internally or within systems that you have, whether it's health systems or whether it's business systems.
Right. And in feng shui, you guys as well have, you know, structures, right? Mm-hmm. Wherein you can look at and evaluate the health of an environment and the health of a person's energy. You can look at your, it's Bagua, right?
Mm-hmm. Bagua? That's right. Yeah, the Bagua energy.
The Bagua map, and that gives you, you know, some branches to look at. And I'm sure you guys have other, you know, sort of loose structures in which you can view essentially the energy that you're trying to work with. And that helps to guide you as far as where to lean into initially and as you go.
Yeah. Ideally, I think the objective is to be able to have a feel like you have a grasp on everything that you're trying to manage in your life. So being able to have that clarity that you can see where there's opportunities to make improvements or to see that there's something coming your way that you need to make adjustment for. Not that you need to like fear it, but how are you going to navigate that? And when you have this compounded snowball effect in your life, it gives you that, you know, better grasp on what's going on. So you can make those adjustments here and there.
And I think the feeling too, because, you know, like I said, like I feel like habit stacking as a concept already is snowballing, but to take it to this other level, I think is a big psychological benefit too, because we like completions, right? Mm-hmm. We like to sort of check something off. So if we can see, and obviously with when you're talking about energy and health and fitness and stuff like that, okay, hydration specifically, you have to keep doing it for the rest of your life. It's not like, oh, I can stop drinking water now because I completed it. So that's not really what I mean by completion, but when you know you've achieved, you know, what you need to in one aspect, then it's like just psychologically, you know, that you feel, you believe that that's possible in these other aspects that maybe feel farther away, farther out of reach.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's like getting a sticker for achieving something and it motivates you to do it again.
Yeah, well, we like that. We like that. That doesn't stop just because we're not in kindergarten anymore.
It doesn't. So. I mean, I've noticed a lot of habit tracking apps and financial apps. When you achieve something, they'll do like fireworks or like an avatar or like a little cartoon to celebrate. So obviously, you know, these developers understand that hits our reward center, but I mean, that reinforces what we're talking about in terms of building upon the small wins. It feels good. And it's easier to build and to improve when you have those. So yes, the Dave Ramsey effect applied.
Yeah.
The personal.
No, I think it's smart. And I think it's just like another level of, that kind of idea of, shifting the focus to habits and behaviors and then, leveraging that to benefit our psychology.
I love it. Yeah, it really, it makes me think back to starting out as a business owner and just having a baby and having so much to do with household and so on and so forth, and just thinking it's so impossible. How is this all going to happen? But I think on some level, as entrepreneurs, we naturally gravitate towards habit stacking. And it's only when we start to look back that we were able to do that. But all of these little impressions that we make add up and build momentum. But if we're intentionally applying the snowball method to our life from this point forward, just imagine how many impossible things we can accomplish.
Yeah, it's like that eating the elephant one bite at a time.
Yes.
I don't know why you would ever want to eat an elephant.
But I don't. Yes, but that's exactly what it's like. Well, I like it. I think we should take this inside of the Conscious Collaboration Collective and continue that conversation, and welcome all the new people that have joined us since last episode. Thank you for joining us and for sharing and inviting your friends and your family. And so we hope to hook up with you on all the social media. There, you can find us on Instagram at Conscious Collaboration Podcast. And yeah, it's been fun, Emily.
It's been real.
Despite Mercury in retrograde trying to ruin our
recording. This is going to be a goofy one, but I think our peeps will forgive us.
I think the message got out.
Forgive us. It was Mercury. And the full moon. That's right.
Okay. And a full moon today. That's right. Pink moon, right? Or Scorpio moon. I don't know. Scorpio. I need to phone a friend on that one. Yeah. All right. Talk to you. Talk to you in five.
Talk to you in five. Bye, guys.
Thank y'all so much for listening to our podcast. If you haven't yet, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share with all your friends so they can join our circle of collaboration on this journey. You can find us on Instagram at Conscious Collaboration Podcast, on Spotify, iTunes, and Audible, to name a few. Please join us next time for another deep dive into how you can live life in more alignment, mind, body, and business. Send us your questions and comments in our DMs or email us at consciouscollaborationpodcast@gmail.com. See you in 5 minutes.